Pikeville, KBNT Cambridge, KBNT Edinburgh.
Now it's time for Loveline on Zone 105.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Pluto.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, we'd like to welcome back to the show, Tom Arnold.
Hey.
Good to see you, Tom.
Good to see you guys.
You know what I like about you, Tom? Always evolving. A real work in progress. Yeah. You know, every time you see Tom, he's either kicked something or lost something.
Yeah.
Gained something.
Gained something.
Yeah, exactly.
Got out of a relationship, put down a crack pipe, dropped 40 pounds, he's on to something.
Yeah.
And it's nice.
It is nice.
You never know who's going to show
exactly
up.
Exactly. What I'm bringing, it's all good.
Well, you look good.
Thank you.
You look like you're in great shape.
Oh, I'm in fair shape, yeah. I mean, good shape for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of exercise, doing an hour and a half of cardio every day.
Every day.
Yeah, dating. Wow. I'm dating. You got to be in shape for that.
Oh,
you know, you got to be in shape to get the date.
Right.
Then you get her locked in, then you can gain it back.
Yeah, it's funny how you care about looking good for a short period of time in a relationship, and then after that, it's like you're cramping with the door open. And so, honey, I got a zit on my back. Get that paper clip and see if you can get it.
They like doing that, though. Well, half women love that, other half hate it. The ones that like it, love it.
Yeah, they're like those monkeys that groom the other
monkeys.
They're
collectors, too.
Oh, shit.
They'll collect the remnants.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it collected and eaten.
I'm not going to say who,
but it's I've seen it happen.
Oh, my God.
Not.
Nobody recent. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah, women love futzing with a guy. And, you know, it's funny. A man wants to touch a woman sexually, but other than that, he don't want a lot of contact with her.
I'm a hugger. I do.
All right, but that's still almost a precursor to sex. But what I'm saying is you're not picking out any blackheads or wiping any
out. No, examining.
No. They don't usually, do they need that?
There's apparently a fair amount of maintenance that goes on with these ladies.
Is that right?
Men don't really want to be reminded of the fact that it's a biological entity that
right.
You're talking about. It's a pillow. It's an angel.
Right. Like, I like to look at women as very elaborate, sophisticated, inflatable dolls. You know what I mean? Like, they really got it right this time.
Right.
But you certainly don't want to walk by the bathroom and see some tampon or something rolling around or anything like that.
Right. But, you know, you're the first guy to offer to whip it out of there if you want to get too busy.
Oh, Thomas.
Hey, don't worry. I don't mind that, honey.
No, I know.
I'll get a towel. Anyway.
Yeah.
Tom's a man.
I am a man, for God's sake.
Come on, yeah, but what about, like you,
Adam. Okay. Exactly.
What about like when the maid comes around or something?
Well, how about the dog? That's worse. Dog running through the house. What's she got in her mouth, for God's sake? Tom and Company.
Tom is here to promote his Disney special. Tom is here to promote a movie called Animal Factory. It's a Steve Buscemi movie who quietly slid from in front of the camera to behind it and then in front of it again. But this guy's penned some movies, directed some movies.
He directed. This is the second movie. Tree's Lounge was his first.
Right.
I think he's a very talented director. He did a good job with this. It's a hard story. You know, it's about prison, and it's Eddie Furlong and Willem Dafoe. Steve's in it. A really good performance from Mickey Rourke. There's a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys that are prisoner, former convicts that are in it. Eddie Bucker wrote it based on his experiences.
What makes a good director?
Danny Trejo. Very good.
For you, what makes a good director?
Someone that likes to work fast and will communicate occasionally. And just tells you what he wants, and you know, someone that does it, you know,
someone who has an idea what they want and knows
exactly
how to get it out of you.
Yes, and someone that doesn't say that was perfect, let's do it again. I hate it when that happens. But I play a prison rapist in this who tries to, you know, prison rape is different than normal rape. I mean, prison rape is about power, you know, so it's really like, and I try to put the moves on Eddie Furlong,
because
nice. He's a young, small guy.
And is Willem Dafoe, I've never met the man, he always seems, he plays sort of psychopaths.
Right.
And I have this theory about guys who play nuts, which is sort of they are nuts. Is Willem Dafoe a little nutty?
Actually, he's a really nice, quiet guy, and all the ladies like him. I mean, that was the impression I got from being around the set, although there weren't many ladies there, but there was mostly convicts. But he's very nice, and actually a producer, Arnold Copelson, told me, hey, if you see Willem, ask him, if, you know, he did a movie with him, and he said that he has the biggest penis in Hollywood. So
oh, really?
I thought, well, I don't know if I'm going to ask him that, but, you know, then I thought, well, okay, I'll ask him, and he just got a big smile on his face.
Oh, so, man, what great news.
Yeah.
To have people have that circulating. Nice. And Mickey,
but he's a great actor, number one.
Oh, he is. And Mickey Rourke, he's got to be nuts.
I didn't meet him. But he's good at it. Mickey Rourke is actually a guy that, as when he started, I think everybody agreed he was a great actor.
Yeah.
And he kind of, I think, probably took a little detour in his personal life.
Yeah, well, you're talking about, you know, he started with Diner and the King of
York. What was that? The Prince of Brooklyn? No, but you know, the Summer Wind, King Blue Wind. Remember that was in it with Eddie, with Eric Roberts that cut up. It took my thumb, Charlie. Remember that movie?
Yeah, it was the King of Queens.
Whatever it was good.
The Prince of New York. Oh, for Christ's sake. What was that movie, Anderson? You know this movie. This is a great movie. Early 80s.
The thumb, Eric Roberts lost his
thumb.
He was very good in it.
Here's the point. The point is, Mickey Rourke started off as a legitimate actor who was doing some great projects.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sort of segued into Jack Daniels and the Marlboro Man or something like that. And he started doing these sort of bizarre, almost sort of shoot-em-up spoof weirdo movies. Then he really, like, spun out. But I guess he's starting to get back on track now.
Right. I heard he's good in Get Carter.
Oh, I didn't. Haven't seen that yet. So, Tom, what else you got besides this movie?
Well, I'm in the middle of a movie called Exit Wounds, which is a Warner Brothers movie, action movie that Andrea Bartalowiak is directing. It's a guy from Poland who directed Romeo Must Die, Steven Seagal, DMX.
Are you going to be hosting a game show or something like that, too? I can't think of
I'm hosting
name.
A late-night show of some sort. We're in the development stage.
Oh, it's not
over it. We're shooting some different things. Columbia TriStar, Sony. Is that bad? They seem nice.
But Tom, let me ask you. You're a guy, you got a lot of energy.
Right.
No doubt about that.
Right.
But you can find good work doing just film.
Right.
You seem to be pretty consistent, pretty busy.
Yeah.
What about just sticking to film?
Well, you know, I thought about that, and then I thought, you know, I'd done 3 sitcoms that have been canceled, as you guys might know, and I just wanted to try something different.
Well, you did the Tom Show, Tommy, and then Thomas.
Exactly. Jackie Thomas, the Tom Show, and Tom.
Oh. I was close. All right, but here's my point. Why make it 4? Why not just...
Exactly. I want to try something different.
No, but you got money, right?
I'm not going to do a straight game show or anything like that.
You're good for money, right?
I'm okay for money, yeah.
And you're working. You're doing movies.
I'm probably not working as much as I'd like to.
But here's the question. Will you ever work as much as you'd like to?
Now, well, you know, there was a time when I worked too much, and that's probably why it's been harder.
Here's the question. Could you do 2 movies a year, have some free time, and sort of relax? I mean,
I could guarantee that I would have 2 good movies a year, you know, supporting roles in good movies, and then I would probably maybe do a little stand-up. But, I mean, you're a guy that's had... Well, you got the one show, and you had that other show, and you got this show, and you got the commercials.
Yeah.
So what's the deal?
What am I talking about?
Well, you understand. I mean,
you're right, but I always think to myself, if I could just slide into doing a couple movies a year, I would gladly just stay home.
You think that.
Okay.
You
think maybe that. Right.
No, he would stay home.
Oh, would he?
He is a pain in the ass when he has to work.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks for defending me, by the way.
Work is hard, though. It is. I'd like to get the offer. But I don't like to do it.
Right.
You know, like I was glad when you guys called, you know, that sounds great. And then it got closer and closer. And I was like, oh, my God.
Why
even tonight I was watching the game and I was going, okay.
You got to fly my ass off the sofa.
All right.
I know. Thank you, by the way. Thank you. Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I have two problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, one of them is I know when I get off during sex, but I don't hardly ever.
What did you say?
She knows when she gets off, but she doesn't hardly ever.
I see.
Rare orgasm, right?
It's like I only had like a couple.
And you're talking about during intercourse.
Yeah.
Which is
I don't like somebody like going down on me or anything.
Yeah. Well, we make a good couple. Why don't you like that?
It's just I don't know. I talk to my friends about it and they're like, you are crazy, and it's, yeah. I don't like it.
Is it too intense, too intimate?
No, I just Tickles
is sort of too intense, right?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. What if the guy wasn't wearing as much jewelry? I mean, what if he just slowed down a little? Took it easy on you.
I can't handle it.
All right. But you can have an orgasm on rare occasion when you're having intercourse.
Yeah, but it's like not that often.
Do you like to, are you on the bottom usually?
Anyway.
Anyway.
Some people like to be on top and it touches them better.
Yeah. Women can sort of work that area a little better when they're on top.
Mm-hmm.
But at 18, you know, isn't
still working it out.
You still developing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so don't put so much pressure on yourself, Jessica.
Find a relationship, somebody you really care about, and you won't be so focused on that, you know, the climax.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Well, kinda. He's like coming back from California. He don't know if he wants to move back or just.
Okay. Here's my point. I bet it'll be easier for a guy to go down on you if you're having a good relationship with the guy.
Or you'll just, you know, you'll relax. You'll be more involved in the intimacy and some of this.
Well, I don't have sex that often.
All right. Okay. Maybe you should masturbate, because that's a way. So honestly, that's a good way to get to know yourself. Know what you like. You're secure. You know you can make it happen yourself. Well, so then you teach the guy.
Tom, you see if you agree with me on this. Is an interesting thing about women is that they. The only thing we know how to communicate with them without masturbation is using sort of terms and mechanical descriptions that are suitable to men.
Right.
And women just, it doesn't make sense to them. Could you masturbate, Jessica?
Yeah, but I really seriously don't like them.
It doesn't do anything for them.
Really?
Yeah,
they just have to
connect with an emotional experience that is a sort of an intimate place in order for all that sexual material to sort of function.
Yeah.
And for men, it's like, hey, you put it here, you do this, and it's mechanical, period.
Right. Right.
For women, there's a central nervous system.
You know, what I call that intimate place where I go to masturbate for myself, I call it Earth.
Right.
I don't give a rat's ass where I'm out in the yard or at my parents' house. Doesn't matter.
But that's because you're older. When you get older, because when I was Jessica's age, I was too embarrassed to admit that I did that. I would say, no, my friends, we make fun of each other. Now that I'm 41, I've got a whole system. You know, it's sure. The same video, the towel, half wet, half dry, Astroglide.
Whoa, wow, half wet, half dry.
Half
nice.
Warm water on the one side and dry on the other for the cleanup afterwards.
Nice.
And then, you know, you get lube on the remote control, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But so you got to use just the one hand. But it's a whole system, and it really works for me.
Same tape.
Exactly.
Fascinating.
Lesbian tape. No dicks allowed for 49.
I'll tell you, I had a great humiliating experience, my life. I was, I got one off the other day, yesterday, before the maid showed up, and somehow a little something got on the pillow, basically.
So
I was like, oh, Christ, look at the pillow, it's all screwed up. So I go into the bathroom, I get a gym sock, I wet it down in the sink, and I start wiping the pillow down. You know? Now the pillow's got two big wet spots.
More like a cat in the hat.
Now, who knows what's going on?
Now the maid's heading upstairs,
right.
And I'm in the bathroom, and I'm like, Christ, got to hide the pillow. You know,
right.
I'm paying her to come over to the house and work. So I take the pillow and I'm thinking, I'd like the pillow to dry off, but I'm certainly not going to leave the pillow out, the two big wet spots in it. So I take the pillow and I put it in the attic and shut the door and lock it. Now, she's like, the bed is missing a pillow, but she ain't going to have any concrete evidence. And I thought to myself, Jesus Christ, what am I? I'm 36 years old, I'm hiding the pillow.
You just got to let it happen. You know what? It's your house.
Yeah.
She'll get used to it. You know, they know what's going on there.
Love calling,
Jenny?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I hope you tip that maid come Christmas.
I hope you tip her.
I tip mine. Dude, she's great.
She's got the wet side and the dry side. Well,
Jenny.
Now the dry side's a little wet, too. Wet and dry, though. That's my new
that's
thing.
A good warm on the wet, and then the dry
and
side.
Afterglide.
You get everything.
Afterglide
yeah.
in the warm.
Afterglide is the finest personal lubricant there.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Jenny? What's up?
Okay, my boyfriend lives out of the country. We are both working on temporary assignments away from each other. And I am going to see him. I haven't seen him for a month and a half, and I will see him next month. And after I booked the plane ticket, I realized that I happened to be showing up exactly the day that my period would start.
Well, we've heard already Tom thinks that's great.
That's fine.
No,
you know,
problem
with
Tom.
So,
just put a towel down.
He is my age, and he's a freak. Like, normally I don't date younger guys, but, like, older guys, like, anyway, they're getting it. They're happy. But, like, younger guys have problems with this kind of stuff.
Sure.
So,
older guys are much more desperate.
Yeah, guys, they see the Grim Reaper sickle hanging over the bed. Listen, if I got to pull a cork, fine. I got to get going. Time's a waste of this hourglass. I'll spill it out like in the Wizard of Oz or the witch is up on the hill, you know. All right, so he ain't going to do that.
No.
All right, but so
he did it once and it freaked him out too much.
Okay, so what about jarring that period, Drew?
Are you on the pill?
I am, and that's what I'm wondering.
What
we
do you
use
think?
A condom, and also I'm infertile. I had a massive pelvic infection that lasted 6 months.
Yeah.
And Planned Parenthood didn't catch it like a whole bunch of times when I went in. So finally went and saw my doctor, my mom's OB.
Yeah.
And I was in the hospital, and they did surgery, and, like, one of my tubes isn't working, and they're not really sure if I'm dropping eggs or not, and all kind of stuff.
Oh, but, yeah, you can still get pregnant, though, okay?
Yeah, well, we use condoms, of course.
Okay.
You know, he's a guy. I don't trust him. But,
and you're going in 2 weeks?
No, I will be there on the 9th of November.
So 3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks. And so you're just in your first week of pill now?
Yeah.
Well, you could stop. You could stop for a week and then restart a packet. That's one way of doing it.
What if she didn't eat for 3 weeks?
Wouldn't work.
You sure? It's worth a try.
Why is he out of the country?
Why?
Yeah.
Because we work.
Oh, where does he? What does he do? Haven't got that?
I want to write that down. Work.
We work for a telecom company, like telecom company.
I see. And you guys have a great relationship. You don't trust the guy.
Out of the country. I'm kind of upset. My girlfriend has a job downtown.
Well, no, we work. Actually, we met when we were on assignment. I was on a 6 month assignment.
I see.
All right, Jenny, look, or you can skip your sugar pills.
If I just completely skip it, it'll work.
Yeah, well, you can become, the lining of the uterus can become unstable, and you can have some breakthrough bleeding anyway, but you won't have your full period usually. I think if I were to do it, it's going to be all screwed up almost no matter what. Yeah, just skip your sugar pill.
True, how about doing what I do? You dump a little kitty litter down there, you know, like when transmission leaks in the driveway, mops up whatever you got down there.
You can do that too, of course.
This is a guy who hasn't seen her in a month and a half, and she's going to all this trouble for him, worrying about him.
That's nice, huh?
It's nice, but it's kind of absurd.
Well, there's actually a little freaky about it.
There's actually a school of thought out there that women shouldn't be, that you can actually make them not bleed by giving them continuous cycling, non-cycling pills. I'm not of that school.
What's that mean, non-cycling pills?
In other words, don't cycle them. Don't cycle them so they
don't have the sugar pills in there?
Stay on steady stay hormone and don't bleed at all.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I believe it's overstimulated the lining of the uterus. You can cause overgrowths and may put your risk for cancer. It's just that bothers me a little bit.
Tom, does that bother you?
It bothers me. I think the guy should just, he should just go for it, you know. It's sort of a great primal feeling to do that, you know, occasionally. But it's like all of a sudden you're done and you got, like, war paint all over your face, you know.
Right,
it's
Adam, you got that?
Yeah.
Adam's a little much more pussy about that.
It's like you're in a pie-eating contest.
Exactly. She's conscientious. She's nice.
Yeah, I like that. Carol?
Hi.
You're 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
I think you guys are funny, first of all, and Tom Arnold, you're hilarious, too.
Oh, thank you.
So my question is, last night I was up doing my homework and listening to the show, and all of a sudden I felt like my heart get really tense, and this has happened before, and I felt like I just couldn't move. If I did, then I'd have a heart attack right on the spot.
Well, you're having a panic attack.
Is that it? I don't know why. I mean, it's happened before, and
well, panic attacks usually start coming on. You ever had a panic attack, Tom?
Absolutely.
You just start coming on.
I'm at 5 a week. Are you kidding me?
You just start coming on to about 18 and 22, and what It's certain psychological processes and genetic makeup of individuals set people up for that. But what a lot of people don't realize, a lot of the drugs that people abuse set this up to. Ecstasy absolutely will do that. Pot can do it. Speed can
pot,
do it. Cocaine can do it.
I was going to say, Tom had done a pound or a kilo of coke before. Exactly. So that doesn't really count.
Chocolate, I think, will do it to you, honestly.
But, Tom, you weren't up late studying when you had
No, but I mean,
that.
I've had them recently where I, you know, start feeling, you know, in my heart and everything, and I think, okay. But first of all, I put my shorts on because when they find my body, because always the celebrities, you know,
right.
They take pictures.
No,
and second,
true.
I think, should I call the guard? Should I call? I mean, do I want to go to that point? Am I getting that
hospital.
Crazy?
Yeah.
Right. Then you start feeling like your arm is tingling. You know, all the signs you have to put the Astroglide away. You don't want to. You even do a little cleanup because, you know, you don't want to.
The bowling pin goes.
Yeah. It is scary because your mind, the thing about, to me, the panic attacks is what your mind, how far your mind can take it.
Yeah. And it goes to always, I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to go crazy. Those are the two sort of feelings that people get.
Right.
Or I'm having a heart attack, I'm having a stroke, or I'm going to
get... Drew, is this more common in someone who's 21 than someone who's 51?
If it's going to come on, unless it's induced by drugs, it's usually starting around 18 to 22.
And can stay with you?
And it will stay with you.
All right. But well, you have that to look for.
Controllable.
Great. I also heard somewhere that women can't have heart attacks while they're still menstruating.
It's very rare, unless you're a cigarette smoker.
Oh.
Or have some congenital heart problem.
Okay, so right. Marijuana does play a factor in it then.
Yeah, it can trigger panic, for sure.
Okay, that's right? A lot better. I thought maybe it's because of your show, you guys are cracking me up so hard.
Oh, thanks. You
asked me for a laugh.
So you do smoke pot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I used to smoke daily, but now it's just like once a week, and I thought maybe
when did you drop down?
I started graduate school. And I can't concentrate anymore, and so I thought I'd just cut down.
Hey, Drew.
You got to stop, seriously.
Okay.
There's just overwhelming evidence that it has effects on your ability. It doesn't hurt cognition long-term, but it can affect your ability to learn state-dependent learning.
Drew, what is a quick thing someone can do if they feel like they're starting to have a panic attack and they're just sitting at home? And what if they drank a glass of red wine, or what if they took a warm bath?
I always do my will.
Or what if they did their will, like
well,
Tom? Is there a quick sort of fix? Lie down.
There are,
you know what I mean?
Behavioral, all kinds of, you know, behavior modification strategies. Because panic is a behavior.
Right.
It's a learned behavior. Once you learn it, man, you got it. It stays
mm-hmm.
with you. It's kind of like fear of flying. Those sorts of behaviors. But. You know, it's about affect management. It's about finding ways to calm down, to feel secure, to reassure yourself, to talk to yourself, to bring another person around who can make you feel safer, these sorts of things. Breathing deeply, if you can, you know, exercise, if you do yoga, those sorts of things are all very helpful.
I think it's because I'm lonely.
But what if you
another person around?
Around.
Yeah,
I think it's because I've never had it with somebody there.
Well, yeah.
So for you, it would be bringing somebody around.
I've been trying to do that.
But if you're spinning out in that one moment, what would you do?
Personally,
if you were at
I've
home,
had panic attacks.
Yeah, I know. But you were standing backstage or
no.
You've done it alone. You've had panic attacks alone.
Oh yes.
Really? I look at you as weak now. But go ahead. So you're alone. You have panic attacks.
I would get somebody near me. I would just have somebody I trust to rely on.
Pick up the phone.
I personally need somebody.
But I'm talking about in that 15 minutes when it's really coming on. You know what I'm saying?
It's over at 15 minutes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, how soon can you get... My friends would be laughing on the other end of the phone and telling me that it would blow myself if I told them to come over. I'm having a panic attack. Hey,
that might be all you need.
Oh, bring a sixer, too, by the way. I mean, if you are coming up. But no, seriously, you got 15 minutes. You're having a panic attack. What do you do? Lie down? Take a hot bath?
Hot bath's not a bad
idea. Hot bath, watch a little TV, something get your mind off.
What about my booze remedy to everything?
Yeah, I know.
You don't go along with that.
Because it turns out that those sort of things can ultimately make things a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not even an addict, just the biology of those things work against where you're trying to go.
All right. Well, we'll go to a commercial. When we come back, we'll speak to Ashley, 17. It hurts when she has sex with a boyfriend. We'll get to the bottom of that. Tom Arnold's our guest tonight, and more with him and you after this.
Hello. Who's this? This is Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hey, teens. What are you doing this Friday? No plans? Well, if you're looking for the coolest place to see and be seen, you better get yourself over to Waterworks Beach Club in Centerville. Every Friday night, the hottest teens in the Twin Cities are hanging at Waterworks. I mean, we're talking wall-to-wall 15 to 20-year-olds just like you.
And this isn't some lame teen party chaperoned by some dork who thinks he knows what your scene is all about.
The doors open at 7, and it goes extreme from there. Join thousands of other teens every Friday night at Waterworks Beach Club, conveniently located on Main Street in Centerville, and party with one of the coolest DJs in town with free parking and a safe environment. This is the bash you'd throw if you had access to the loudest, wildest venue in town. And now you do. Waterworks Beach Club. They don't serve alcohol on Friday nights and are open to midnight to make it a teen-only night every Friday night. Now what more could you possibly ask for? Call 651-429-3033 for directions. That's Waterworks in Centerville. 651-429-3033.
I think when it comes to holidays, you have to look at them the way kids do, which means it all boils down to which one's the most fun. With that in mind, I'd say that Halloween is the best holiday out there because it's all about prolonging the good stuff. You see, Christmas can be short-lived, but with Halloween, any enterprising young go-getter can easily bring home enough candy to last a solid 6 months. 9 months if they pace themselves, which is why I do my Halloween shopping at Cub. Cub has everything I could possibly need for Halloween, from candy bars, pumpkins, and party platters to those cute little costumes and decorations, all at low, low Cub prices. Thanks, Cub. Not only do I enjoy Halloween, so do my kids. For the next 9 months, won't their dentist be glad?
Cub. Save more. Get more.
Save even more at Cub, your Halloween headquarters. 10% off all packaged Halloween candy you can fit into our bag. Pick up your bag in the store. And Pillsbury refrigerated cookies or brownies, 18-ounce package, only $1.79
each. Every year there are over 20 million car wrecks in this country. It's not pretty. But people bang out the dents, rebuild them, and resell them to, well, maybe you, bucko. If you're buying a used car, it's a crapshoot. Get a vehicle history report from Carfax.com. They'll give you the real history on any used car. Visit CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report. Next time, we will discuss getting stuck with a lemon.
There is a place like no other. A place where one man can give you a second chance.
People come to us, people who are scared in every way.
A place where doctors not only learn medicine, they take it to the edge.
I am not ready to pack it in and die.
This is the place where television goes to get better. The series that millions watched last Tuesday is premiering on its regular night, Gideon's Crossing, Wednesday at 10, 9 Central on ABC.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. The presidents of the United States of America are running for election. The band are trotting out on their new song, I'm Mad, for fans to download via MusicBlitz.com. The song is targeted at getting listeners out to the voting booths. Check out MusicBlitz.com for the song and look for the band performing I'm Mad election night November 7th on The Late Show with David Letterman. The Zone Files from Megabit Services from Quest Communications and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Zone105.com has the best online contest.
Oh, come here, you two.
Register to win an alternative classic vacation to see one of your favorite Zone artists. You can also register to win concert tickets to the best local shows, go to the hottest events, get free movie passes, and more. It's all happening at Zone105.com.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Yeah, Tales from the Road. Tom Arnold is our guest tonight. Animal Factory is the name of the new film and limited release coming out this Friday. Steve Buscemi is in front of the camera a little bit, behind the camera full time. Eddie Furlong, Willem Dafoe, Mickey Rourke, and a lot of white guys for a prison movie.
Well, Danny Trejo's in it.
Oh, Danny's black.
Yeah. Well, he's Hispanic.
Oh, he's Hispanic. Okay.
But there's a whole bunch of black guys, but those guys were the real prisoners. We actually used real convicts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were funny because they were extras. They had all
that.
They got paid. At Holmesburg. Yeah, they got paid. Holmesburg Federal Penitentiary.
Holmesburg.
Outside of Philadelphia. It's a nasty, nasty place.
Oh, it's not a nice prison?
No, it's not. It's when the prisoners were smaller. It's an old one. The rooms are small.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, You know, actually, you know how they say that like a goldfish only get as big as the bowl kind
True.
Of thing? If I was a prison warden, I have the ceilings lowered and have them narrowed down a little so some of those behemoths didn't grow so much. You know, I mean, they're just pumping iron and eating prison slop while they get 400 pounds. They come out ripped. You know what I'm saying? If you know what prisons are, it's like being locked at a Holiday Health Spa. It's like being locked in a
gym. It's exactly like that.
It's like someone's on vacation. Yeah, for 20. It's like if they locked you in a gym for 10 years, you might not work out for the first 4 years, but eventually you'd go, oh, screw it. Give me that medicine ball. I mean, so these guys come out like assassins.
Right.
You know? So if you lowered the ceiling again, they'd only get so big.
Right.
Or they'd have really low self-esteem. I don't know what it is, but I'm working on this one. This is good. All right. Ashley.
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yeah.
You know, I bet the guys in prison would have liked your tip on the wet side, dry side towel.
Yeah, but they would. I don't think they let them have towels.
Oh, really?
They hang themselves.
Maybe they, yeah, that's right.
Or something.
Well, that's what you do. You strike yourself a little bit, and then it's really good.
Is that what they're called?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Have you ever done that, Drew?
Not until last night.
I got not intentional. I got tangled up the phone cord once, but I was drunk. It was good. Don't get me wrong. All right, Ashley.
Yeah.
I do remember very clearly about 12 years ago when my grandmother was explaining that phenomenon to me.
Right.
And sort of halfway into it, so you Jesus. And then what they strangle them. That's good, Grandma. Thanks. Now I'm out of commission for a week. Thank you. Ashley, what's up?
Yeah. You know what? I actually made up my question. I apologize for that, but I'm dying to talk to you guys.
All right.
Great. Okay.
I just think you guys are awesome, and I totally admire you for all the time and energy you spend on these callers. It's really cool.
Wait, no, Ashley. You heard Adam doesn't spend much energy at all. If you have to spend energy, you start screaming at him.
Well, that's energy, isn't it?
That's true.
Yeah.
Right. I go to a really small private girls' school, and there's not much information circulating, to say the least. So
where do you live?
San Francisco.
What kind of outfits do you wear there?
Britney Spears outfits.
Oh, really? Seriously?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh, my God. Talk about just putting out the welcome wagon to the pedophiles and the rapists. You know what I mean? I think you guys should be wearing orange jumpsuits like prisoners. You know what I mean? I mean, think about it for a second. I know it sounds, this is a problem, right? There's a lot of young women
right.
pregnant, being sexually assaulted and stuff. You put them in the pigtails and the plaid skirt and knee-high socks, and you're asking for trouble.
Are there problems there, Ashley?
Well, not really. It's kind of weird to have these girls with really short skirts and makeup, you know, when it's all girls. It's kind of weird, but no, not really.
Do the girls still get dutted up or primped
for each other?
Yeah.
First of all, see, you go to an all-boys school, I'd be walking around a pair of sweatpants with an erection or like mustard on it, slippers, you know?
And lunch on your chest.
Oh, forget it. Are you kidding? I mean, why? Why are they getting primped?
I don't know.
Is it in the middle of the city?
Yeah, it's in Pacific Heights.
Right.
But women do compete with other women.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Mm-hmm. And men compete with other men when there's women around or in sports, but not amongst each other when there's no women around.
Right. There's physically competing.
Eating contest.
Yeah, I mean, they see who can eat the most bacos.
Right.
They do smart things like that. I love that. I had my friends, like, once. It was great, like, three of them to see how much water they could drink.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
In 10 minutes, you know, they all vomited. It was,
yeah.
It was great. It's great seeing guys, like, I have that friend that paid a guy $100 to eat a cube of butter and he vomited.
Right.
Yeah.
He's paying guys to vomit, basically.
Guys will pay guys to torture them. It's great.
Ashley, do you have a question?
No.
Actually, I do have a question.
Oh,
okay.
The first one is, Adam, I'm just kind of curious, where did you get your working around metal theory?
You mean working around
metal?
The men who work around metal?
Yeah, I'm just curious where you got
that. And why I don't trust them?
Yeah.
Well, it's mainly guys, blue collar is a pretty scary way to go with the guys. That's it for capital. That's alcoholism and rapists and child abuse and stuff like that. And then even that has a pecking order. And I guess, you know, sort of Finnish carpenter sort of at the top, and it works its way down to welder. And I worked with a guy when I used to do earthquake rehab work. I worked with a couple of welders, and they're the scuzziest guys in the world. Most welders get into welding so that they can fix their motorcycles. They're usually bikers who get jobs at muffler shops. Go to now I'm not talking about a big chain, Meineke or something, or Midas or something like that, but go to a hole-in-the-wall muffler place and take a look at the dude who's sitting in there with that scraggly beard, and he's got his hog leaned up against the wall, and he's got his nudie magazines everywhere. And I work with this dude named Russ, and Russ told me the first day I met him, and that's what I like about these guys. The first day I met the guy, he was telling me how he put the Pop Rocks in his wife's coos and ate it. And I thought, you know, I've known you for 4.5 hours, and you're telling me how you violated your wife with candy.
Did you ever do that with anybody?
No, I never did the Pop Rocks.
I mean, that seems like something that would be in the back of your mind and come up, you know, just happen to have some.
You figure Russ planted the seed.
Exactly.
I was so disgusted by the look of this guy, Russ. He was, like, toothless and, you know, scraggly. You know when guys are really skinny and look really out of shape at the same time?
Right.
It's kind of a tall order, but it's really bad. Like super skinny with a gut.
Yeah.
And that was Russ.
Did you work before?
I worked at a meatpacking plant.
Yeah.
That's a whole different animal. Because, you know, we got guys in there that are, you know, the guys that were in livestock who actually did most of the killing are a different breed than the guys that did the cutting. You know, and they get, you know, it went, it was in Iowa back in a tumble.
It's like people follow the path of least resistance. They go to the place where they don't feel.
Right.
You know,
right.
We were talking to Kim Cole about this last night. She had some experiences where she couldn't understand why she was going back for some abuse. And it was like, she didn't even notice that she was being abused.
Right.
She didn't have a feeling about it.
I couldn't imagine working in a slaughterhouse.
Oh, I did it 3 years. Three years.
Oh, my God.
No windows. You know, it's about 5,000 hogs a day we killed. And you know, they cut, you know, just cut them up. But it was the best job in town.
Wow.
My grandpa worked there 50 years.
same kind of job?
Yeah. I had my nickname was Gunner because my job, if the hog had a broken leg, my job was to shoot it in the head and kill it, you know, put it out of its misery. And so one day there were six of them with broken legs, and it was lunchtime, so you're supposed to shoot them one at a time and then hang them up and then cut their throat, you know, like the humane way. And I just shot them all, and they went to lunch, and they condemned them. They said these can't be used, and then I almost got fired, and then I got the nickname Gunner.
Because they hung out for while
you
ate lunch?
Yeah, you got to cut their throats right away to get that blood out of them because it taints them. As soon as they're dead, they have to be hung up by their back hoof. And they the way they usually kill
them. Same with hookers, by the way.
Exactly.
I don't know if people know that.
People that eat meat should know this, but the way they do kill them, they shock them. And it drops them down.
Oh, they walk onto a grate or something?
They walk onto it, and they put this thing comes on their back with these prods, and it just shocks them, and it knocks them out. Then they hang them up by their back hoof and cut their throat right away. And that's how they kill them.
And when did the shocking part come in?
That's for the humanity, you know, the humane. They used to hit them in the head with a hammer.
Right.
And then a lot of times you'd have to hit them a whole bunch of times.
That's
nice. And that's, that's not good. That's not good. But this way it's sort of humane.
Okay, so they do the shock, and that, or they can choose lethal injection.
Exactly.
But they give them the shock, and then you have to slit their throat and hang them immediately.
Immediately.
And what's the average weight of one of those hogs?
About 250 pounds.
Yes. Okay, so you got to get them up on a hoist or something and bleed them immediately because the blood sits in them for any period of time.
It's screwed up.
Once they're dead, obviously.
They're condemned.
Oh, they're condemned,
yeah.
Yeah, that's kind. You got to feel good when you're a hog that Tom Arnold just put a .44 slug in your head and you're going out in the dumpster.
Nice,
nice life. Thank God you're here.
Exactly.
So now you got to shoot the ones, or you had to shoot the ones who had a bad leg.
Well, they're broken. They were
shocked.
Hurt. Yeah, they couldn't be hung up because their leg was broke. It wouldn't hold by the chain. I mean, it's sad, but you know, that's the way it went. You know, I worked on farms.
What happened to them?
Then I shot them. And then and they were dead. And then we used them for other types of activities, like pepperoni for Pizza Hut. We would get these boars in that had been out, like, you know, 1,800 pounds, that had tusks, and they'd been in the farmer's fields. They didn't know where they were for years. They bring them in. They're so big and mean. We try to weigh them, and they're so violent. You got to be careful. And well, one guy had this big bar, and as soon as they'd be knocking people around. They killed a guy once and knocked people around. He'd take that bar. And, you know,
wait a minute, did you eat the guy?
No.
But we
put his throat up.
Well, they had to. The inspector was down by.
But this is how crazy these people are that work there. And then you know, the testicles in the back. He took that iron bar and just give him a little tap, and then it would kind of settle down, and then they could shock them and cut their throats.
Right. Right. Oh, my God. And what would that... to me, it's like Vietnam.
It's
you work at Vietnam. You're going and punching at Vietnam.
It's Ho Chi Minh Trail.
In that, but that's just on the kill floor. If you're in a ham bone or something like that, you don't really see that. You just see the hams. They aren't human. They aren't animal. They aren't alive.
Right. You know. Yeah, but being down on the floor when, especially after, did your mom read you Charlotte's Web when you were growing up?
No, we didn't have to read.
Okay, good man.
Exactly. I understand. I've read it.
There's a pig in that.
Yeah. Awesome. Do you eat meat?
Oh, yeah. I used to eat meat. I'd cut a ham and come by. I'd cut a big chunk off and cook it in my meat cleaner. You know, you got a little hot steamer there and eat it, you know.
Whoa. What was the hot steamer? You have a fondue bowl?
Yeah. It's like a big, it's like a cup that's full of hot water that you clean your knife in it. And it's boiling. And you just cut a piece of ham off and put it in
Drop
there.
Drop it in there.
And eat it. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm a Jew.
This is why you're scared to not work. No, listen, you're not Jewish when you're in Iowa.
That's true.
No, no wonder the guy's scared to turn down work. He's going to the floor. He's going to do some slitting. Cool. All right, one last question.
Yeah.
When you shoot the hog,
right.
Do you shoot it with a pistol?
No, we shoot it with it. Well, it's a pistol type weapon that has a bolt
A hammer in it, right?
Yeah, it's a bolt that comes out about 8 inches or 6 inches maybe. It goes into right behind the ear,
mm-hmm.
and it immediately, if you do it right,
sure.
you know, you get them down immediately.
Pissing.
And it just punctures the skull and goes actually into the brain?
Yeah. Now, my sister works there. She got out of prison after 10 years last year, and she's already got a job down there and doing great.
Really?
Yeah, it's a perfect job for her.
She was an extra in the Buscemi movie. By
exactly.
Well, hold on. No, wait. We got to go to break.
I wonder why it's a good job for her.
I can do another. You know, here's the problem with this show, quite honestly. I get told constantly by the program director, stop talking and start taking calls. But when Tom Arnold comes in here and talks about putting hits on pigs and going to lunch and his boiling pot in front of him and his sister doing time, what are you supposed to do with that?
You got
to
talk.
All right, we'll come back.
Yeah, but it's him talking, not you.
Okay. How dare you? How dare you? We'll find out what his sister did time for,
yeah.
and then we'll take some calls.
Okay,
after this.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Haven't tried Mighty Wraps at Calhoun Square for lunch or dinner? Mighty Wraps is an innovative quick-service restaurant providing healthful and flavorful alternatives to traditional fast food. Right now is a perfect time to stop into Mighty Wraps for lunch or dinner. Check out their coupon in the City Pages or Southwest Journal for a special offer. 2-for-1 wraps or bowls Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don't just think of Mighty Wraps for great wraps. Choose from a flavorful rice or noodle bowl instead. Try one of the new menu additions, Crazy Curry, Tuna Habanero, Mediterranean Salad, and many more. Choose entree items such as grilled portobello, Southwestern barbecue, lentils and sun-dried tomatoes, Caribbean shrimp, beef pepper steak, smoked turkey and cheese, fresh pasta bowls, great salads, fresh fruit smoothies, cold beer, and more. Mighty Wraps also offers organic, vegetarian, and non-dairy alternatives. Hungry yet? To get it to go, call 824-WRAP or eat in at Calhoun Square in Uptown, 3001 Hennepin Avenue South. Take family, friends, or co-workers out for a healthy lunch or dinner at Mighty Wraps today. For 2-for-1 wraps or bowls, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with coupons from the City Pages or Southwest Journal. Mighty Wraps, an innovative, healthful, and flavorful alternative to traditional fast food.
Do you feel like your career has gone offline? Well, get back online and on track for success through one of the high-tech programs at the Minnesota School of Business. Call 651-229-3600 and log on to a program in software development, network support, network systems engineer, or harness the power of the World Wide Web through our e-commerce program. And now you can even take some courses online. Minnesota is a leader in technology, and the demand for trained professionals in these fields is reaching all-time highs. Let the Minnesota School of Business be your gateway to success. Give us a call at 651-229-3600 or check out our website at www.msbcollege.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Call 651-229-3600. 651-229-3600. The Minnesota School of Business. A world of opportunity awaits you.
Women agree there is nothing sexier than running your hands through a man's thick head of hair. So if hair loss is a problem for you, let me tell you how to stop it in its tracks and help you get back all the hair you've lost guaranteed. Introducing Foligard, the simple, effective answer to embarrassing hair loss. Foligard uses a simple three-step system that will replace your hair loss in less than 3 minutes a day, guaranteed or your money back. When was the last time you invested the 3 minutes of your day to make yourself feel better. If you've been experiencing hair loss for 1, 2, even 10 years or more, no problem. Foligard stops the problem where it starts, allowing your body to once again produce healthy hairs that, once replaced, will continue to grow for years. And with Foligard, there are no sexual side effects that some other hair replacement systems can cause. And I would assume that's pretty important, don't you think? Imagine looking in the mirror and once again seeing a full head of thick, sexy hair.
Call Foligard now at 1-800-686-0387. Get your hair and your confidence back, guaranteed. 1-800-686-0387. It's toll free. 1-800-686-0387.
I'm Pat Wall, accountant. When in the Army National Guard, I fly helicopters.
Serve part-time, enjoy life full-time.
Nettie Sosa, I'm in school, but 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year, I'm a photojournalist.
Visit our website, same as our phone number, www.1800goguard.com. In the Army National Guard, you can.
Sponsored by the Minnesota National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It is Loveline. Who doesn't want to stop this conversation?
Sound familiar.
Tom Arnold is our guest tonight. He's got a new movie coming out this Friday. Limited release, which means New York, L.A., and I don't know, maybe Chicago, something like that.
That'd be good.
But it'll get to a town near you soon enough. It's called Animal Factory. Coincidentally enough.
It was a hog factory, not a cow. Don't you have a hog sound? You think you would on this show.
You really do.
Of all...
There we go.
Boy, that's familiar.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, just multiply that by 5,000. Oh, wow. And then you got my daily grind.
Get the smell going, too.
Oh, the smell. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man. 5,000 a day.
I remember when I was working there, the first year, this gal, I heard this gal wanted me to take her to the prom. I was the first year out of high school. And I went home from work, and she was there. I hadn't showered yet. You know, I worked in livestock. And she made out with me and everything. And then asked me to go to the prom with her to take her to the prom. I mean, that's how desperate she was. Then she ended up not going with me. I forget what happened. I was going to go, you know, go.
Your
sister was in jail.
Oh,
my
yeah.
sister was in prison.
10 years.
10 years for interstate criminal enterprise drugs. And her husband's still in prison in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Because he wouldn't apologize.
Was she, so she was selling drugs?
Yeah, she was selling, trying to manufacture
speed,
crystal meth, yeah,
and
bikers.
Was this a first offense?
Yeah, they'd actually busted her once. She was driving in from her farm, quote unquote,
right.
And she saw the battering ram, everybody coming out, and she called Floyd and said, hey, you better flush everything down the toilet, and he did. And so they got away with it, but they, of course they kept their ego and the addiction. They just kept on selling it. And, you know, they had a plane, and they drove a Jaguar, and, you know, stupid stuff. And the Jaguar, the license plate said dealer. So, you know, well, they had the cops. There was policemen back in Ottumwa that were working for them. My stepfather was a captain of the police force. He was the head of security at their farm.
Oh, my God.
And
wow.
They had a, you know, but it was crazy. It was crazy, and that you knew it was going to happen. And then it happened, and then she, you know, had to go away for 10 years. And
working at the slaughterhouse.
Yeah, that's good. Well, she was a model prisoner back there in West Virginia. She got the prisoner of the month several times, and she did very, very well.
That's so, going on the resume.
I want to hope tell there is not really that such a thing.
Oh, absolutely there is.
Oh, my God.
You know, I went back and talked to 98% of the women are there because of drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And how do you feel about that as a recovering person? Do you think that it helps people get, you know, structure their lives so they eventually get into recovery, creates the consequences that deliver them to recovery, or are we just spinning our wheels needlessly?
Well, some of it's good. I think Robert Downey Jr. does probably a good thing for him. It's good when you get
Scott Weiland saved his life.
Yeah, definitely. It's good when you get a judge that'll be tough. Because, you know, there's so many, you know, you see them today. I have friends that have kids that are out there and they're doing all this stuff. And, you know, a lot of them are rich kids. So the parents, they never had to have a job. The parent, you know, they don't have any self-esteem. Parents don't know what to do until the kid gets arrested or dies or whatever.
Right.
It's just, there needs to be some serious consequences.
Well, that's what the law provides, though, right?
Exactly.
So is that a good thing?
It is. Well, it saved her life. I mean, she went to prison and didn't keep doing all the crystal she was doing. And probably, you know, but people back in my hometown get arrested every day. They know it's illegal, but the problem with crystal
commercial is, it's not like Coke where you got to involve international
right, you can
people.
Make
you
it
can
there.
Make it in your bathtub. And they say, well, this is a chance to make some money, and it's so addictive and such a grungy drug that people continue to do it. And the penalties are incredible. Her first offense to get, she got 25 years originally. They were going to go for a life sentence on the RICO statute.
Wow.
The problem is she had the DEA agents, they have a videotape of, they went to make a deal with her, and they sat there, it was just the two agents and her, and they said, well, you know, Lori, we're surprised, you know, this is a lot of money, you know, you aren't scared. She goes, no, I'm not scared, and she pulled out her gun and set it in front of her, and that got her another 5 years out there.
She's brazen, this one.
Yeah.
You know, there's a new proposition coming out in California that's trying to funnel some of that punitive sort of response to treatment.
That's a great idea. Here's the problem. Kids don't realize, people don't realize this. Yeah. When you do coke, okay, you're doing coke, you're partying with your buddies, but you think about it politically, what you are doing. You are involving the line from that coke to get to you, the all the things that have happened in that the original country, the corruption, people are dying over there. You know, all these people that are very liberal, and yet they're doing coke and even smoking pot. You know,
Thomas saying is make your own speed.
Think about it. Yeah, you can make your own speed. Get some free on. And
look for the union label. I agree with Tom.
Exactly.
On that one. All right. So, Sis is out of prison. She was a model prisoner. She was a prom queen 2 years running and a snow days queen, I think, in prison as well, and is now out. And she's working at the, she's not driving the Jag anymore.
No.
You know, it's great. I got to say one thing, and then we're going to a call.
Okay.
I love to see a car that is well past its prime, some pimp, some drug dealer, someone who's really riding high for a lot of while, took his Cadillac DeVille, had it modified, put the Rolls-Royce grill on it, put the spare tire on top of the trunk, had it painted gold and stuff, and is still driving it 17 years later, but it's a piece of ass now. It's great.
Yeah, that's good.
Got the opera windows with the carved glass.
The ego is still there.
But it's falling apart.
Right.
Cliff?
Yes.
You're 29. What's up?
Well, I've been kind of embarrassed for the last 20 years, I guess. I've been wanting to go to the doctor or this. I'm very small, and I was wanting to find out. I've listened to your show a bunch, and I really admire y'all's talk, how y'all talk to people, and
what how big we're talking about here?
Where are you from? France?
No, sir.
No.
I'm from Kentucky.
New York? Oh,
it sounds like you live by an airport.
No, sir. I'm on a cell phone. I travel, and I just happen to I listen. I'm right outside of Cincinnati. You listen to y'all.
It's a wonderful airport there. Do you you're small in the pants, in the groin?
How big are you?
4 inches hard.
have you had any complaints from the ladies?
Yeah.
You have?
What happened?
Outside the family?
What happened? What happened, Cliff?
I've gone through several divorces, and, mainly because people was cheating on me or whatever,
But that's not
the penis side. Well, what we have found, although you're slightly somewhat under average, what we have found is that men who preoccupy about this, that really becomes a symbol for their own worth, for their own esteem. And that if you felt better about yourself, what you were doing in your life, this would not be such a big issue.
How do you feel better about yourself when you have a small dork, though, Drew?
Relax.
Okay. Hey, Cliff?
Well, I'll tell the thing about that is, I mean, it is so, no matter how much money you have or who you are, you're so connected. I have, Cliff, a little tape measure next to my bed, and this is a little embarrassing, but I'm going to tell you this, because, first of all, my ex-wife used to do a lot of jokes about me having a small penis, so which actually was good, because when people expect 3 inches and see 4, they're kind of impressed.
Right.
But no, I have it there. And, you know, average is, what is it, 5 to
5.2.
5.2. So I am above average, and I've whipped out that tape measure just to, show.
True.
Now, you do measure from the rectum, right?
From the rectum to just beyond the end of the penis.
Right.
Is the way I measure mine.
Right.
Just beyond
the imaginary point. Yes.
But 4 inches is not, that's not a problem.
No.
It's a problem. The problem is with the people, first of all, your self-esteem is probably a problem because, no matter what, I always think guys with these huge penises What do they have to live for? I mean, they've got the big penis, so they aren't going to try in life. It's the guys with the small to average penises. We're the ones here that are going to be out there. We're going to be the best husbands and the best guys because we, you know, we have to.
We're the scrappers. We're the Wayne Krabetz.
Exactly.
Of the, and Drew, I know you don't know what that is.
He actually has a big penis.
Wide receiver on the chest. Overachiever.
He's a great, he's a good guy.
That's what I'm saying. All right, we got to take a break. Here's the deal. Get down with the oral sex. Women like that better anyway.
Get your ass together in life.
And we'll be back.
Hello. It's your radio.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Winter definitely doesn't mean staying indoors watching TV. No way. Skiing, snowboarding, the outdoors, that's your passion. Carving pristine slopes, catching air, making that impossible landing, that's what winter's all about. And that's why you'll be glad to know that Galyon's preseason winter sports savings event is going on now. You'll save up to 50% on select top brand ski and snowboard equipment and outerwear for the entire family. Hey, this isn't a bunch of old leftovers. This is the good stuff from top brands that we've permanently marked down. Check out what's new, what's hot for this season, too. From top brands like Rossignol, K2, Salomon, Ride, Burton, Spyder, Obermeyer, Columbia, and many more. Galyon's has the best gear, the best selection, and the best prices every day. So the only question is, how quickly can you get to Galyon's? Visit our Richfield, Minnetonka, or Woodbury stores today and get ready for your best winter ever.
I'm Doug Spence, and at Spence Diamonds, we understand that everyone has their own individual style. That's why when it comes to selection, we pride ourselves on providing three things. One, the largest collection of engagement and wedding ring designs in the state. Two, at Spence Diamonds, we create unique styles you won't find in the malls. And three, custom flexibility on every single ring. At Spence Diamonds, because we're manufacturers, every engagement and wedding ring can be custom made in your choice of gold, carat, or platinum. And you choose the diamond size, shape, and grade. At Spence Diamonds, any one of our 3,000 designs can be made to reflect her ideas within your budget. So for a diamond engagement ring as individual as she is, you'll find endless possibilities at Spence Diamonds.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
How would you like to be done working by 2:15 every afternoon? Or are you someone who'd rather sleep in? Either opportunity is available to you. Right now, FiveMed Life Systems is working with ProStaff to recruit over 150 skilled medical assemblers for their Maple Grove location. Immediate opportunities are now available for first and second shift, and it pays $10 to $10.50 per hour. If you have good hand-eye coordination, a high school diploma, or a GED, can pass a drug and background test and make a long-term commitment, they would like to talk to you. Come apply in person. Boston Scientific SciMed, located in Maple Grove at 2 SciMed Place, just west of 94 on Weaver Lake Road. Call 763-541-5400 for details or visit prostaff.com.
That number again?
763-541-5400. Both Boston Scientific and ProStaff are equal opportunity employers.
For 4 days, and 4 days only, go to any of Walzer's 10 locations.
Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Chrysler, Nissan, Buick, Lincoln, Isuzu, Mazda, Mercury.
For year-end clearance like never before, it's Walzer's Fire Sale. And it starts Thursday, the lowest prices ever on our best new and used vehicles. The 2001 models are blazing in, and that means all 10 locations need to drastically reduce inventory. With over 3,000 remaining 2000s and used vehicles to choose from with prices clearly marked. If you've been waiting for year-end deals, you have one more chance. But you'd better hurry. Walzer's Fire Sale, open until 9 p.m. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and definitely over Monday at 9 p.m. And bring the kit, because local fire departments will bring fire trucks and share fire safety tips. Don't miss out. One price. Our lowest price this year. And only at one of your 10 Walzer dealerships. See this Friday's Star Tribune for details.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad. I'm okay.
Turn Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the Zone.
Oh, wow.
105.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNZ Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
It's Love Line, everybody. Yeah. All right, that one didn't work that well. Tom Arnold is our guest tonight. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I like Tom as a guest because he's very, very honest on the show. Always a good guest on this show. Matt?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Ever since I've been like 14, I've had like a really small, I've been really small. And as I noticed it now, I've looked at it in the last couple of months, I've seen a ring around my penis about halfway.
Like a halo? What are you talking about?
About halfway? So,
it's like
1-inch mark?
No, more about the 3-inch mark. And it's my regular skin color below the line, and above it, it's like real pink.
Yeah, people get various kinds of pigmentation in the penis. It's a normal thing.
Are you a dark-skinned person?
No, I'm white.
Do you go in a tanning bed?
No.
Okay, because if you go in a tanning bed and you do masturbate in there, then you will get weird tan.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, but
you go blind too, because you got to keep your eyes on the door in case somebody comes.
Is it like some squeezing?
But you can spill some of that SPF 30 on your belly, and that'll block it out and give you a blotchy tan.
Is it like from like using lubrication?
Your skin can pigment from irritation from overactive.
Can I ask one more question?
Tom recommends Astroglide.
I do.
One more question.
It's edible.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, you and Howard Stern are like my favorite radio guys. What do you think of him?
I like him.
You do?
Yeah, I listen to him quite often.
I did the show last week, and I will say this.
Yeah, I heard you on there.
I brought the gal that I'm dating.
Yeah.
Okay, we went on The View on Monday, which was good. She was in the audience. They showed that, yeah.
Yeah, you made that.
I brought her on Howard Stern, and I'll tell you, the relationship, it was a 6-hour silent flight. Of the
what
night.
Did he do?
Well, it wasn't him. He was nice. You know, it was nice to be, but it was the callers. You know, one of them, they were all slamming me, but one of them said something about her being a gold digger. It was, you know, they have the regular callers, that, you know, the same guys that call up, whatever.
Right.
And I'm so used to being slammed that I think it's funny. And it kind of shocked her because she's a private person.
Mm.
And it's been, and plus the fact is that you know, it made our relationship public. And, you know, you hear from, ex-wives, ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends, you know, if you break up with somebody, you don't expect to see them on or hear them on national radio or see them on national TV. You just kind of want to forget about the relationship.
Right.
And this kind of put it all in the forefront, and it's been tough since.
I know hindsight's 20/20.
You're right.
It seemed like a bad idea to bring her along.
You know what? It was, and I apologize to her mother.
Oh,
you know, I probably had to, and her mother didn't give me a break. She wasn't like, you know, I understand. She's like, yeah, that was bad. Don't put my daughter.
I don't understand. I don't understand exactly what happened.
Well, I went on the show, and I brought her in. You know, she was with me in New York. I said, come on, it'll be fine. And so the show was about us, you know, and about her and why she's dating me, and you know, and
so he just starts picking at her.
But he was being nice. Mm. But then, you know, Robin was kind of being, you know, a little bitchy, and then the people that called in, you know, and she had a necklace on that I'd given her, and they had made a big thing out of that, like it was the Hope Diamond or something, and you know, it was shocking to her. She's a political consultant; she's not used to. You know, the View was kind of fun. She sat in the audience; they showed her in the audience, nice. And then this was
Barbara Walters.
She didn't tear her new.
Yeah, exactly.
Barbara didn't tear her new asshole.
No, she didn't. Hmm. But it was. But she handled it very, very well, and it was a good litmus test, as my publicist says.
Well, whatever doesn't kill you, Tom.
Yeah.
All right.
But I like that show too.
I do enjoy listening to it. I have for many years. Yeah. Kevin.
Yeah.
You're 21. What's up?
All right.
Well, I'm not listening to Kevin and Bean, by the way, which is on
K-Rock. That's all I listen to.
They're good, too. I like them.
Yeah. Nice guys. And they go off at 10, and then Howard.
Even though they are incredibly abusive to me.
Oh, true. They're
especially
jealous.
Ralph.
They're jealous, that's all.
That's got to be it.
Kevin?
Yeah, hey.
What's up?
It's a big honor, you guys. I'm happy to be on.
Well, thanks.
What's up? You know, just one quick question. How come you sometimes say a-hole, and then other times you just blurt it out? I mean...
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's two different things. It's two different words, really.
You're
trying to be delicate sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know. All I do know is that I'm used to saying I don't give an ass and effed up and mother effer and things like that. And I talk that way in real life, too, and people look at me strange.
Sounds like you have kids.
Yeah, it's funny. But, no, Kevin, I have no idea. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I got a question. All right. Last summer, I was eating a bunch of LSD and smoking all kinds of dope, and I managed to kind of work myself into a towering psychosis, and I had to be hospitalized.
Nice.
And then since then, I got, you know, treatment, and I've gone sober and everything. Oh, and when I was hospitalized, I was diagnosed with bipolar, of course, because of all the mania.
Yeah.
But then since then, I've been sober, and I haven't had any manic symptoms at all.
And you're off medicine?
Well, I'm still taking antidepressants. I'm not taking any mood stabilizers.
So it's somewhat hard to know if the drugs precipitated something that was sort of pre-existing or whether that really was just a manifestation of your drug use. And make no mistake, all drugs of abuse can mimic any psychiatric syndrome that there is.
Oh, really?
The rule of thumb is you're not even supposed to try to make a psychiatric diagnosis until somebody's been completely drug-free for at least 2 to 6 months, depending
really?
On that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what my psychiatrist said.
Yeah.
He said that usually if there's a pre-existing condition and then, you know, the drugs will kind of accentuate. He said that, you know, generally drugs don't just create.
No, you're missing what I've said. I said it's possible it's pre-existing, but it's extremely common for drugs just to create these psychiatric.
All right, so what should he do?
You just, you know, if you follow along, and maybe after a year of sobriety, a couple years of sobriety, you may want to get off the antidepressants. But just the drugs you've been doing is going to put you at risk for a lifetime of depression. So I wouldn't be in a hurry to get off those
drugs. Are you on anything?
I'm not on anything, but I did used to take it. Last time I took acid, which I've been sober almost 11 years, I will say this.
Almost 11 years.
Right? Yeah, December 10th will be 11 years.
Wow.
Thank you. But I have to say this. First of all, when I took acid, I would always be drinking a lot, and I'd forget how much I'd taken, and I'd always take more extra. And second,
sure,
my roommates at the University of Iowa had a Christmas party, and they didn't invite me because I was an asshole. But I just thought they didn't like it. They were snobs. I remember looking in the front window, and they were all gathered around a Christmas tree exchanging gifts, and I felt so bad. I was there with my drug buddies. So I stormed into the house and grabbed the Christmas tree and threw it out into the street. And that was the last time they cut up all my shoes.
But that's great. You really think about it, they only have to cut one shoe off.
Exactly.
No, Iowa winner.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Tom walking around with the Kleenex boxes on his
And I was so, I had a friend call him up the next day and say, hey, did you see Tom? I say, somebody must have spiked his drink or something because I guess he was acting weird. I was so embarrassed, you know.
But I'm talking about, like antidepressants, you know.
No, I thought about whether I need them or not because I do get depressed.
Never on any of that sort
and
of
I haven't been. I would do it. I mean, I go to, I have a therapist. If he wanted me to take it, I would.
Yeah.
But exercise works out pretty well for me.
Right. Well, it does.
And the place my life, you know, you should be depressed. You know, in life you should. I mean,
your sister got prisoner of the year.
Exactly.
What are you talking about? Bill Shrine Tour, the Arnold House.
Joyce.
John?
Yeah.
I'm going to go kiss my sister next time I see her, by the way. I'm sorry for all those things I said. John, you're 19. What's up?
I just got a quick question for you. I just want to say first, I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. My mom went out of town maybe a week ago, and she's coming back in a week. And it's been happening for maybe 2-3 years. Whenever I'm home alone, you know, about ready to go to bed around 10, 11 o'clock, I get kind of paranoid.
Right.
Like there's someone in the house, there's someone around the house. I live kind of in the woodsy area, you know.
Are you categorically convinced there's someone there, or you just get kind of a free-floating fear that that's happening?
It's like a free-floating fear.
That's normal. Well, you're 19.
All right. Yeah. I'd be like that, too.
Are you
in the woods?
Yeah. Are you on drugs? Are you paranoid?
Not on drugs. I used to smoke weed maybe once a week, but I stopped that maybe 4 months ago.
Nah.
Got bored with it.
Nah. That ain't it. I think you're 19 and
you're alone in the woods.
There are a lot of killers out there, though.
Yeah, especially in the woods. So, have a good night. No, it's true. There's something weird about being out on your own or being on your own for the first time, 18
course.
Or 19 years old, and it wears off at a certain point.
Yeah.
And then you get to the point where I'm at now, which is you're pissed pissed off when people show up at the house.
Right.
What do you want?
When I was about 9 years old, my grandparents would go out of town, and I had to take care of my great-grandmother in their big old house.
When you were nine?
When I was 9 years old.
How old was your great-grandmother?
She was like 85.
Oh,
she was completely.
God.
And so I would be, and they. I remember the bed I slept in, there was a mirror straight across from it, and I would look in that mirror, at night, thinking
right.
the shadows, thinking there was somebody on the headboard right. ready to jump on me. I just could never sleep. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I still have a little fear.
I grew up. I had that situation too, which is my parents got divorced when I was 7 years old, and I was living with my sort of depressed mom who didn't like coming out of her room too much. And it was a very horrible and uncomfortable feeling, which is you're 8, you're 9, you're 10 years old. You know you can't defend yourself, but you're old enough to know that mommy ain't doing nothing if the Hillside Strangler breaks into the house, which was very popular. And see, when you're a kid, you can't put things in a context. You watch the news, you hear the Hillside Stranglers out on the loose, or the Night Stalkers out on the loose, and you figure, I got a 50-50 chance of this guy busting in at least twice a week.
Well, you've got to run through our yard at some point.
Right. At some point. Down on the
but hopefully he'll kill your mom first so you can hear her. The screams, and then you can be alerted.
Right. That's why I had a arrow going to her room. And, prize hawk. There you go. Make sure and hang her up. I'll be heading out the back window. Melissa?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Well, I've been with this guy for like 2 weeks.
All right, well, hold on. I'm not interested in that. I want to talk to this person.
Why?
For a second. Because I just saw this person having sex with
asshole.
Your cousin. Ben?
Yeah?
You're 18?
That's right.
You having sex with your cousin?
Yeah.
All right.
I had a question. I was just wondering if by accident we had a kid.
Yeah.
Could that lead to, could that be messed up? Or
first cousin? It could, it's more of the potential for those kinds of problems than there should be.
Now, whose side of the family is this on?
It's on my mom's side.
So this is your mom's, brother, sister's kid?
Sister's kid.
Sister's kid. How old is she?
She's 16.
Nice. Does anyone know?
Only another person knows, one of my friends.
I see. You figure it's going to come out sooner or later, though, right?
Yeah.
How are you, a little Taboo 2 theme for you? Are you guys seeing each other? I mean, dating and stuff?
Well, not really. It's kind of just like a...
holiday thing.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a...
celebration.
She'll actually be leaving in a couple of weeks, so...
Oh.
Oh, she's in town?
Yeah.
Nice. And she's staying with you guys?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's great. Well, she can talk to her therapist about that for 100 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And why don't you kind of back off and maybe date someone, from school or something?
Outside the clan.
Right. Can you do that?
Well, I can try.
For her sake.
Yeah.
Because she's younger.
It's not healthy for her, above all else.
It screws women up. Guys can somehow handle this.
Okay.
Women don't handle it as well. All right, Ben.
All right.
But it's a little bit of a wives' tale that the kid comes out mongoloid, isn't it?
No. It's the more potential for congenital problems. Sharing genes like that, not the healthiest thing for the population.
Really? Doesn't get a pure breed? No.
Well, plus the family, it's bad.
Oh,
it causes friction.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what is that? What would their offspring become then?
How would they?
To the family. What is that?
They'd be second cousins
to
their own kid.
You'd be second cousin to your kid?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
How about two
presents on Christmas, right? Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. All right. Melissa?
Yeah.
Nice. So you're 18. I'm sorry. What's up?
I've been seeing this guy for like 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And he's already told me he loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And then now he hasn't called me for a week.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't know what to do because...
Did you tell him you loved him?
Yeah, I did.
How old is he?
21.
I see. Is he really 21 or is he like 24?
No, he's really, honestly 21.
I see. And you're 18.
Uh-huh. And this is my first relationship.
Oh, boy.
And why is it your first relationship?
I don't know.
Are you scared of guys?
No, just none of them ever approached me.
Hmm. Why do you think that is?
I don't know, honestly.
Okay. Well, what are you doing now? Are you going to college?
Yeah.
Where are you going to college?
UCSB.
I see. You're a gaucho?
A what?
A gaucho.
I guess.
Yeah, that's the name of the team there?
Yeah.
Okay. I see you're a strong supporter of the squad.
you
never miss
that?
A home game, do you?
Yeah.
How could you some guys are just jerks. Mm-hmm. I mean, this could be the situation. I feel for her because, you know, I always tell women, listen, when you say you love me, my only request is that you don't stop saying it. So save it until you're really ready. Because I usually will say it, you know, after about 2 weeks. And then I just wait and wait and wait. But what's bad is when they say it and then they stop saying it like, good night. I love you. Okay, good night. You know, and you wait for that.
Night
time. That's a sad thing.
Right.
You know, but this guy probably just got scared and he's, you know, 21 and he's whatever.
That or he's trying to manipulate her.
It could be.
Hey, Melissa?
Yeah?
I'll tell you what. Why don't you give him one more shot and just be straight up with him?
Okay.
And just call him. Here's what to do. And I recommend this to everyone, although it never works. Which is, just call the person. Here's the deal. You don't have to be immature just because they're being immature, and you don't have to play a game just because they initiated a game.
Mm-hmm.
You can call a guy or a girl and say, hey, I realize this may be going against the advice of some of my friends, but I like you. And if you like me, let's continue to see each other. And if not, that's all right. But tell me, and we'll get on with our lives.
Right.
And if he can't handle that, then it sort of takes care of itself.
Go back to like, in other words. That's good.
There you go. Yeah, that's... She didn't know the name of her team. Oh, it's a little weird.
She just started school.
Okay. When's the date? All right. October, yeah. Janice, don't they take care of that in the, like, freshman orientation?
Yeah.
Janice?
Yeah.
Iowa, go Hawkeyes.
Right?
She from Iowa?
No, I was just...
Iowa, we're Hawkeyes.
What's Iowa
Hawkeyes?
State?
Iowa State is the Hog Slappers.
Cyclones.
They're birds.
Cyclones. It's like a bird, but it's the Cyclones.
Yeah.
Janice?
Yeah.
You're 27. What's up?
Do guys ever grow up and stop trying to have a sexual relationship with their female friends?
Why? You have a lot of friends that want that?
Yes. I always have. And I've been with my partner, and it's a guy, I just call him my partner, for 6 years, and all his friends hit on me, and guys that I know hit on me, guys at work hit on me.
Why do you call him your partner?
Because he's not my boyfriend. I mean, I'm not 12. So,
yeah.
My husband. So.
You're a little bitter toward the chance, are you? Yeah.
No,
anger?
I just think boyfriend is a really juvenile term, and it doesn't really have anything to do with...
Because he won't commit to you?
No, I mean, we are committed. We've been together, lived together, and shared everything for 6.5 years.
He doesn't date other people?
No.
Why don't you get married?
We will. I mean, we just haven't gotten around to it.
We haven't, or he hasn't?
We haven't. It's something we've talked about, and... It's just our families are from different coasts.
Okay. Let me see how the conversation went.
Yeah.
Let's get married. No.
Not ready. Any more time.
Hey, okay, Janice, you like your dad?
No.
No. I don't even know him.
Yeah. There we go. Because here's the deal. There's plenty of attractive women who have plenty of male friends, and they have it all under control.
Mm-hmm.
And if guys are hitting on you, your buddies are hitting on you, or his buddies are hitting on you, and people at work are hitting on you, there's two things you're doing. It's one of two things. Either you're projecting something that says, come hit on me,
or you're
hanging around with a-hole.
You're choosing a-hole.
It's one or the other.
Where do you work?
I'm an artist. I work in a gallery.
Oh, well.
But isn't it all the guys there gay?
No.
Wow.
There's some French guys.
Okay. I mean, I have friends that are women that, you know, that are married to my friends, but I'm actually friends with both.
Right.
That's great. I mean, those are my best friends, female friends.
Yeah, I don't notice too much of this going on in my life, you know, and I haven't really.
The what?
Of friends hitting on my girlfriend me hitting on my friend's girlfriend.
Well, no.
My boyfriend, I mean, his friends are jerks. I don't like his friends.
So don't hang around with him.
And listen, let me tell you something. If all his friends are jerks, he's a jerk.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
understand?
He's complacent.
Okay, then he's an idiot.
No, he's not.
Well, he shouldn't hang out with those guys then.
Why does he hang out with jerks then?
Yeah.
Because they've been his friends since college.
No,
that's not, nope, no good.
Something's up here. Here's the deal, Janice. Whatever's going on here can be traced back to you.
Okay.
Please accept that.
Okay.
Because the only way
if
really
you don't accept
change.
It, it's not gonna, you're not going to be able to alter your course at all.
Okay.
All right, so why are all the guys at the gallery hitting on you?
I mean, it's just I talk to people and I get to know people.
Yeah.
And... Like, guys just seem to be able to talk to me really easily, and they'll say, like, oh, I can't ever talk to my girlfriends like this. And then they just like me, and we get to be friends.
Don't you think there's a part of you that wants the attention, though?
I mean, I...
Is your boyfriend complacent?
No. I mean, he's not with me. It's just with his friends.
Okay, but put it this way, Janice. Mm-hmm. Because I've had this done to me many times by women. Uh-huh. If you meet a guy who you're clearly not interested in, you can present yourself in that way, and he will get the hint.
And then they just call me a bitch.
Okay. Hey, Janice, here's the deal. You're angry. You got problems with men. It probably has to do with your dad abandoning you.
Stepdad's being holes.
And so on and so forth, and you're doing a lot of projection now. And there's no doubt that your boyfriend may be complacent, maybe an idiot, and there's no doubt that his friends are jackasses, but you've turned every man in society into a guy who just wants sex, and you're projecting it.
I'm not saying it's every man. It's just the people that I end up getting close to.
Okay,
just
let me get close to them.
My question is this, Dal. When they hit on you, do they make out with you? Do they kiss you? How do you know they're hitting on you?
No, I mean, like, they'll just... I mean, sometimes people have tried to kiss me and just tried to date me without, like, after knowing that I'm in a relationship and I'm not interested.
And you just say no, and then that's the end of it.
Well, sometimes it's the end of it, and then they just go, well, you're a bitch, and I didn't like you anyway in the first
place. You bitch!
All right, and that ruins you? I mean, so fragile.
Your boyfriend should start slapping people around, I think.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care. It's just
up. Don't care.
People,
don't care. You don't care. You don't care. You don't care. You don't care.
And that's it. And I just like to be able to have
friends.
Janice.
I know I sound like a broken record and I sound like an a-hole, but this is all you. It is all you. You just own it. Whatever it is,
you gotta,
you're running, you're bringing it in.
Keep dealing with reality on reality terms. People infuse the casting of play all the time.
Yes.
It's just transference. Every dad, every male becomes transferred into daddy somehow, mm-hmm. and she becomes that person. She's always been in relation to those males, rather than really assessing who that person is and dealing with them as a person, not as a symbol.
Okay. So, dump this guy if his friends won't respect you. And as far as work goes, I don't care. All right. Listen, I'm done helping you screwed up people. That's it. Drew, let's go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Tom, you want to watch?
Let's do it.
We'll be back.
You're gay.
We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
If you are driven to be the best and want to be paid the best, ABC Radio Sales wants to talk with you about your future now. ABC Radio's business is helping local businesses achieve and exceed their goals, and our sales department has an amazing track record. If you are a commissioned salesperson seeking an opportunity to make an unlimited income with a company recognized for excellence and success, your time is now. Only qualified candidates will be interviewed. If you are interested in joining the ABC Radio Sales team, please see this station's website for more information. ABC Radio is an equal opportunity employer.
She makes it the mark this time. Can't get her out of your mind. This love is real. Let the world know how you feel. Go straight to the heart. Good men choosers.
Now's the time to go way beyond words. To tell her how you really feel with diamonds from Goodman Jewelers. Right now, our 3-stone diamond anniversary rings are just $599 for your past, your present, and your future. Capture her heart with Goodman Jewelers 3-stone diamond anniversary rings. Set in 14-karat gold with platinum, just $599.
Go straight to your heart.
Goodman Jewelers, trusted jewelers since 1907.
Goodman Jewelers.
Shop their 9 convenient locations. Free financing for 1 year available. Minimum purchase and minimum monthly payments required.
When someone makes you an offer, either you want it and take it, or don't want it and don't take it. Of course, there are those you want and don't take, and those you don't want but take anyway. Then who could forget the offers you never wanted? Said no to a million times, but they give it to you anyway. As for me, I stick to the ones I want and need. Like this one from Xerox.
Now get a Xerox Document Center 332 digital copier, including everything. Lease, service, supplies, and 10,000 copies for only $349 a month. Just call 1-800-ASK-XEROX.
Everything you need for one low price. That's my kind of offer.
The Document Center copies 32 pages per minute, is networkable, easily upgrades to print, scan, and fax, and comes with a Xerox Total Satisfaction Guarantee. Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX for the Document Center right for you.
With Xerox, you get everything. also known as the outbeat, kicking myself if I don't call offer. Based on 60-month lease, see restrictions at Xerox.com/DOC.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. Brothers is the hottest bar in the Warehouse District. Happy hours from 4 till 7, and everything is 2 for 1. Yes, everything, even on event nights. Brothers, 430 First Avenue. Always the best specials, always the most fun, guaranteed. McDonald's has two tasty new and improved chicken sandwiches. Come in and try a crispy chicken sandwich or chicken McGrill sandwich today. McDonald's, they love to see you smile. Come on down for Tuesdays and Tuies. Every Tuesday, join Zone 105 and Tuies for 2-for-1 drink specials. Register to win great prizes, including tickets to the only Alive and Drive indoor go-kart racing track in the Midwest. Pro Kart Indoors. Tuies, located 2 miles west of Highway 35W on Highway 13. Call 612-894-7022 for more details. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for updates.
Hey, this is Ben, overnights on Alternative Classic Zone 105. Now, since you're already up this late, why don't you just hang on all night with me? I'm up after midnight. I've got 20 years of alternative classics, 80s flashbacks, and a whole lot of love. Just ask yourself this. Do you really like your job? I mean, do you?
20 years of alternative classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Tom Arnold is our guest tonight. He's out attempting to suck a golf ball through that cigar of his. He'll be in here in just a second. And I'll tell you one thing about Tom Arnold. He don't do anything 50%.
No.
Don't matter. Drugs, smoking, acting, work, whatever.
Yeah.
He's there. He's got it.
Slaughtering
hogs.
Gunning.
What a life. What a life. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Come on in. Sit down. Let's jump in on these kids, by the way.
What are we curing?
We're going to cure David, who's 18. Yeah, cure may not be the right word. David?
Yeah, I have a problem. Well, ever since I was in seventh grade, I've had a larger penis than most grown men.
Oh, that is rough.
That's
especially
terrible.
When you're in the seventh and eighth grade. Mm-hmm. I know. It's like junior high, high school.
Rick Weimer had a giant penis in seventh grade.
Yeah.
Back in Iowa.
Somebody you knew?
Yeah, a kid we grew up with. It was amazing.
And you know what's funny, too? We had a guy who had a big Johnson. His name is Mark Wampler. For some reason, Weimer and Wampler.
Yeah.
When a guy's got a big dork, his last name, you can sort of imagine a big penis. It's not that his last name is Shaftman or something. It's just that his name sounds like a name for big penis. Weimer. Oh, it's quite a Weimer you got there. You suck my
Weimer.
He
was embarrassed about it, too, I think.
Really?
Yeah, because we commented on it so much.
It must be nice, though, in a way to have that kind of thing.
It's got to be. A little recognition is nice.
Yeah, David, what's that?
I had the same problem. I mean, I get embarrassed about it because people talk about it so much. And a lot of the girls that I know and have actually gotten a chance with, they turned me down once they found out how big it actually was.
How big is it? How big is it?
It's about 8 inches long.
I've seen bigger. Weimer's was bigger. Weimer's laughing his ass off right now.
Yeah.
So it's about 8 inches long. It's got some girth, though, I'd imagine, right?
Yeah, it's about 6 inches around.
I see. No can of corn. Well, 6 inches, jeez. Like if you took a tape and...
That's pretty big, though, 6 inches.
That's a damn lie, and you know it! We got to get cloth tape in here.
I got the one. I'll bring one from home next time next to my
bring dad. The dry side. David?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what do you want us to do?
I was wondering how I could get around that problem, or...
Well, listen, first off, don't you get a certain amount of business just from the curiosity seekers? Certain amount of ladies who just want to see you?
Yeah, but once I show them, they're like, no, never mind. No, that hurt, you know. Maybe it's what it's connected to that's the problem.
It could be the engine.
That's probably an excuse. Are you still in high school? Yeah, I'm a senior.
Okay, and all bets are off. And listen, David, they don't give you any oral sex?
No.
No.
Well, some do.
So, okay, just sprinkling of oral sex?
He's 18, he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. Yes, who cares? This is not a problem. Drew, why do we even talk to him?
Rhonda? I'd like to upset you.
Thank you. It worked. Rhonda, you're 22.
Hi.
What's up?
I want to know, is there a way that I can learn to deep throat?
Wow.
Why?
I'm going to pick the theme tonight.
No, honestly, I would like to surprise my fiancé on our wedding night.
By vomiting on his belly?
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to.
There's a woman in L.A. that goes around. A lot of my fancy friends, they have these little, all the wives get together, and she teaches them things.
Well,
like
what
that.
Is her name?
There is a, this, you should have her
on the show.
You
know what her name is?
I can find out for you.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to her. Well, does she bring, like...
Steve Tisch can give you her name. Do you know Steve?
No. But John Tesh couldn't.
No, John Tesh
Steve
could.
Tisch could.
Yeah, he could.
Does she bring along, like, vibrators and stuff like that?
Yeah, she tells them
how to do that. Meetings?
Yeah, and it's it's real, like, formal, but it's really...
I'd love to crash one of those things.
Yeah.
You know, just walk in the middle of 30 women that are all performing on a plastic dildo and just throw myself on the table.
Right.
What
would...
Yes?
What is that? Is that deep throat thing that important to guys?
No.
No.
No, as a matter of fact, to me, it's a little disheartening because I don't like to see my develop in one swoop.
Right.
Here's what I'd like for a change. First off, I've always wanted Bernadette Peters to go down on me because she has that little, she has that little goldfish mouth.
Yeah.
I want to see a woman struggle. I want to see a woman get halfway down the penis and go, "That's it, baby. I can't. It's poking out of my ass. I can't take any more."
If you want to do something special on your wedding night, have you ever licked his butt? Because that
actually I have.
Okay, because that's nice.
Was thrilled.
Yeah, that's always thrilling. It's always a surprise. It's always nice. You might want to give him a little heads up for some, you know, take a bath or shower.
Right.
But it's really a nice thing. And just do your best and lots of saliva. It's all going to be good. You know, I had a problem.
See, that's not the problem. I just want to know, is it possible? He's bigger than average. It's something
right.
He doesn't think is possible.
Let me just say this. I had a vocal cord that's paralyzed. So I used to have they put a thing down my nose, down my throat, a camera every time I went to the hospital to inject collagen in my throat. And I'll tell you, it made me choke at first. But I'll tell you, I got used to it. So I think the thing is, you've got to. Now, maybe he has some buddies you could practice with before the wedding.
Good call.
But
what about, what about that? And that's interesting, because what you're trying to do is do away with the gag reflex. I do agree with Tom, which is, nothing says I love you like that tongue in your ass.
Then you really have to go in, just around the area. Because I'll do it. You know, I always set the example.
It's like you're saying this marriage is forever when that tongue gets in there. That's number one. And number two, that don't take any training at all. That takes as much training as bungee jumping. You know what I mean? That's just go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyone could do it. So you don't have to be a...
This is a good woman, though.
It's nice
that she's thinking about these things.
Yeah. Rhonda, why don't you... Drew, one can work on the gag reflex. Can one?
Can.
I mean, Tom...
Yeah, I worked out mine.
Had the camera put down there. And by the way, could you probably use that when you're in prison?
Exactly.
What about taking something like a carrot, holding one end of it, and just sort of getting it used to getting it down there? Do you know what I'm saying?
I think you're going to vomit for a while.
But what about, but couldn't one?
I guess one could.
Sort of do that.
But why? They should teach that in school.
Why? Anyway.
What the hell?
How do you know, though? You know, like, I put my finger down my throat to vomit a few times.
That's nice.
You can't do it.
Several hundred times. How do I know? How does my mouth know that my finger's in there? I don't make contact with anything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, usually make contact.
I touch the thing in the back.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Oh,
yeah, what is that thing called, Drew? The thing
uvula.
Uvula, yeah. I almost had mine removed so I could quit making noises at night.
Oh, yeah, the uvula paloplasty.
Yeah.
You snore.
But it turns out I wasn't snoring. I was moaning. The doctor said I need to be on some sort of antipsychotic because I was having, I taped myself and I was going,
And you were overweight, too.
The weight is a big thing on snoring.
Oh, I could imagine 300 pounds worth of cigars rolling over.
You're talking about me or my wife.
Man, you're lucky you live in a big house. Moaning in the middle of the night. Justin.
Oh, yeah?
You're 17. What's up?
Well, I've been going out with my girlfriend for... I said a month to the secretary or whoever that was, but now I think that it's been about a month and a half.
I see.
That's the difference.
Yep, night and day.
And I've known her for a while, and we're both very in love with each other. You know, we went through a lot together.
Sure.
Month and a half, the whole playoffs, then now the World Series coming up.
Yeah, you guys have really been through a lot.
Well, we haven't had sex or anything, but she's kind of pressuring me about it, you know?
Sure, she don't want to have it.
Well,
no, she wants to have sex.
Yeah.
What do you mean you've been through a lot in 6 weeks?
No, I'm like, no, we've been through a lot.
Braces taken off.
Yeah.
No. Got to blow out this big wheel. They've really been through. They've been to hell and back.
That's tough.
Well, we We've been going through this drug treatment program.
What's the drug?
Huh?
What's the drug?
Marijuana, LSD.
All right, it's a good time not to do something like have sex. Because that's for her. The reason she's pressuring so hard is she is starting to have feelings now that she's off drugs, and she needs an escape.
Yeah,
and you're it.
That'd be a good bumper. That'd be a good bumper sticker for you, by the way, Drew. It's a good time not to have sex.
Yeah,
I could
that's
see
true,
that
though.
In the back of your car.
They say you're supposed to wait a year. Yeah, and absolutely, because this is an opportunity to have those feelings that you've been sort of modifying or coping with drugs.
Right.
And your body, your brain is going to start driving you to use those same thrill mechanisms to avoid those feelings. And now's the time not to do those things and let the feelings come.
All right. So everything's working out. Take it slow. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, he's right. Your instincts are right, Justin. Focus on your recovery.
Tammy?
Hello?
You're 26.
Yes.
What's up?
I was wondering if there's any indication if you've ever been slipped like a roofie in your drink. I went to my 10-year reunion last week.
That's a good call.
Bring your roofies.
Yeah, I got a 20-year coming up. I got bring your mental note. Get roofies.
Well,
I got some unfinished business.
Two Midwestern town.
Oh.
I've been there since I graduated, and these are like country cocktails. They're the size of Super Slurpee. These drinks I had, and they're like $3. I had more probably than I usually have to drink, but.
And what happened?
Well, make a long story short, I was trying to avoid the married guy and ended up latching to a old friend of mine from like years and years back, and he took me to a place where I could like go to sleep for the night, and I was totally coherent going to bed, and I remember like taking my boots off and climbing in the bed fully clothed, and the next morning when I woke up to use the restroom, my pants were on backwards.
Ooh.
At no point in the evening, I had, several drinks and I was thoroughly drunk and having a good time, I did not remove my clothes at all.
Well, maybe you blacked out from the alcohol.
No, I didn't black out.
Pants on backwards. See, that's why I always tag them.
It's best not to get thoroughly drunk, though.
Yeah.
In general.
What do you mean you didn't black out? You did black out.
Well, no, I don't think I blacked out because I was aware
blackout.
Of where we were going. And
yeah, but then you and then you suddenly don't remember.
No, blackout doesn't mean pass out.
Blackout means you don't remember what you did.
So that's why I was wondering. I looked up on the internet about roofies, and I was wondering.
Tammy?
Is that a possible? Yes.
Blackout from alcohol is the same thing.
Well, I think you should always err on the side of rape. Just assume you're rape. But you do. Hey, Tammy?
Yes.
Okay, listen, this is a ridiculous question, but we get it from time to time, which is I had a full night of hard drinking.
No.
I think someone drugged me.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Especially
as a woman, because women get crazy. They're like Indians when they get drunk.
No.
They go nuts. That's why guys try to get them drunk.
I understand what you're saying, but I know my sexual history and my drinking patterns, I've never... ever had sex without being aware of it.
Maybe, okay. You know what, there's always the first time, I'll tell you that. But
blackouts are blackouts.
Yeah.
And it's a progressive disease. Is there alcoholism in your family?
No.
Okay,
well,
you
might have just accidentally blacked out. But yes, they're GHB and roofies can make you black out.
Let me ask you a few questions with this roofie. And let's just say you were slipped a roofie. I'm not a pharmacist, but if you had a roofie, does it complete? Are you gone? Are you like one of the sows that Tom murdered? The millions of sows that Tom murdered?
Pretty much out of it.
That's what I'm not sure about. From the information I got on the internet.
Pulling your pants down and swiping them around and putting them back on again and having sex with you. You have zero recollection of it.
Yeah.
You don't know. You're just a corpse.
Right.
So give me some of these roofies.
Did you talk to the guy the next day?
No, that's just it. I'm worried to call back because it's, like I said, it's like an hour away. I haven't been back for 10 years. That was the first time I even made an appearance. I hate to call and say, look, did anything happen? When I, like I said, I know my sexual history and my drinking habits, and I've never, ever had sex and not been aware of it.
Okay, but don't you think, wouldn't you know, and I'll put this out to most women. I don't know. I'm not a woman, but if you had sex or someone had violated you, do you think you would know the next morning?
That's just it. I hadn't had sex since, for 4 months before, and I didn't feel anything any different. Like, I didn't.
You don't think that happened?
Maybe you just tried your pants
on. So you're kind of making my point then, right?
That's just it. I'm not sure. I just didn't
well, you keep saying that's just it, but what I'm saying to you is if somebody drugged you and violated you, you would know about it, right? That's just it. That's just it. You don't know. So I assume, don't you assume you didn't have sex?
Yes, I assume that.
Okay.
I did. How did my pants get on backwards?
Well, you drank like a fish, and you felt you passed out in your clothes. So, of course you were loaded. You went to bed in your pants.
Intentionally, though. I remember going to bed.
Okay, but the point is you could have got up in the middle of the night to take a dump and not remembered it and then pulled your pants on sideways. You know what I'm saying?
Just look at this as a time when you were not protecting yourself very well.
Right.
You put yourself in an unsafe situation. You didn't get raped, but, you know, something weird happened with your pants, and now you aren't going to put yourself in that position anymore. You're going to protect yourself better.
Know well that GHB is tasteless, odorless,
nice.
and you can go out with that very easily, and you can actually have seizures and die.
This is
and Rohypnol is also something that's hard to detect.
All I'm saying is if you got a choice between thinking you're walking around as someone who's been raped and someone who hasn't been raped, and it's flip a coin, I'm saying go with not raped.
Right, exactly.
Why not?
Right.
Why not just live that life? I remember one time after getting really loaded at a bachelor party. I got up about 5 in the morning to take a leak with the cotton mouth and the whole thing. I stood over the toilet. I flicked the line. I was wearing nothing but my underpants. I dropped my underpants to get to Johnson out to take a leak, and a dollar bill, like comically, sprung out of the underpants because it got caught on the elastic, popped out and landed in the toilet. And I just stood there looking at a dollar floating in the toilet. I thought, wow, that was a good party. You know it's a good party when you go to bed with money in your underpants. It's like out of a frat movie.
Jerry Lewis.
All right. Drew, I'm telling you,
what?
You could give me a roofie and I would not go down. I would know what was going on.
Yeah, we can give you enough, there's no doubt.
Let's do that next time on the show.
A little experiment.
Yeah.
Sure, would be better.
And Tom wants to practice his acting.
Exactly.
Raping.
Exactly.
He wouldn't be raped then, really, if he was.
Not if a camera was rolling.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back.
Love line. We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Tattoos and body piercings.
This just in, tattoos and body piercings will now be available at Sex World. For more, we take you live to the third floor of Sex World, where officials are waiting to make a shirt for parents.
This thing on. My guess is that you're not here to cover our newest vibrator. Of course, maybe she is. Anyway, as you've probably already heard, Sex World is now proud to offer tattoos and body piercings here on our third floor. The shop is called Sin and Ink. They specialize in all types of tattoos, traditional, custom, tribal, you name it, they do it. The tattooing and body piercing equipment at Sin and Ink is all state-of-the-art, and cleanliness is their top priority. Well, that's about all there is to say. Please help yourselves to the deli trays set up inside the video booth to your left. And, of course, as always, thank you for coming.
There you are, Sin and Ink. Tattoos and body piercing now available at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North, the Warehouse District, downtown Minneapolis.
MoviesOn.com.
It's the surefire hit of the summer. Brilliant tour.
MoviesOn.tv. Auctionson.com.
For sale, 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, mint condition.
Auctionson.tv. The internet isn't what it used to be. Every day, more and more people are buying domain names and building websites that are richer and more engaging using the latest technology, from broadband to streaming media. You could say they're all becoming more TV-like. That's why the best internet minds are buying domain names that end in .tv. Not .com, .tv. .tv address tells the world you're part of the new generation of online experiences, and it's happening now. So if you want a web address that says, go to www.tv. That's www.tv to register your domain name today. .tv. This is your domain.
Muriel, could you come out to the garage for a minute?
What is it now, Roy?
I want you to smell the car.
Look, Roy, the new car smell is gone, and there's nothing you can do about it.
But I really like that smell.
Well, you know, Roy, there are more important things.
Like what?
Like making sure the car runs smoothly. We have 38 more payments, and it would be nice if the car was still worth something when we paid it off.
Well, it would be even nicer if it still had that smell.
Yeah. Look, just take it up to Precision Tune Auto Care.
Can they fix the smell?
No.
Oh.
But they can change the oil, check the brakes, do the diagnostics, and all the scheduled service.
Can I ask about the smell?
No. Just ask them about their 12-month, 12,000-mile guarantee.
Do you think that covers car smell? Muriel? Well, do you?
Want your car to run like new? Keep it going with Precision Tune Auto Care.
From diagnostics and repair to scheduled maintenance, Precision Tune Auto Care is the one stop for all your car care needs. To be connected to the Precision Tune Auto Care nearest you, dial Car Care, 651-227-2273, and keep it going.
Do you feel like your career is gone offline? Well, get back online and on track for success through one of the high-tech programs at the Minnesota School of Business. Call 651-229-3600 and log on to a program in software development, network support, network systems engineer, or harness the power of the World Wide Web through our e-commerce program. And now you can even take some courses online. Minnesota is a leader in technology, and the demand for trained professionals in these fields is reaching all-time highs. Let the Minnesota School of Business be your gateway to success. Give us a call at 651-229-3600 or check out our website at www.msvcollege.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Call 651-229-3600. 651-229-3600. The Minnesota School of Business. A world of opportunity awaits you.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Tom Arnold is our guest tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Just explaining the decade of the 70s to Tom.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Tom and Drew are, were you guys about the same age, right?
I'm 77. I graduated from Ottumwa High.
I was 76.
What was the name of your high?
Ottumwa High. That's a town. A town. Yeah, Ottumwa, yeah. Land of rippling waters.
Huh. Didn't the Ham's Bear get arrested there?
He did.
From the land of clear blue water
comes a beer that's rich and blue. Ham's the bear refreshment. I actually know the person that wrote that.
Oh, really?
A person named Peterson up in Minneapolis.
Let me ask you something. Is there only one Indian song that... there must be other ones.
Kalijah. Elijah was a young Indian. Charlie Pride used to sing that.
Oh, our audience loves that Charlie. They love Charlie Rich and they love Charlie Pride.
Yeah.
Are those guys alive?
Yeah, Charlie Pride's alive. They're both alive. Jay.
Huh?
You're 22. What's up? Who do you like better, Charlie Rich or Charlie Pride?
I don't know either of them.
Oh my God. Wow.
What's up?
Charlie Parker.
Well, for the past couple of years, I've had a lot of suicidal thoughts. I've even about two times tried committing suicide, and I kind of know what the where it's basically coming from. So I've been taking medication for seizures since I was about 2 or 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that's making you depressed?
I don't know if it's just the medication or if it's just everything else that's going around.
Like what?
Well, about almost a year ago, and I think what really made me depressed is my ex-girlfriend and my son were going up to Eureka.
Uh-oh.
And she had him in the front seat without a baby seat.
Oh, my God.
He was only 2.5 years old.
Oh.
And she was driving drunk. She was driving one of those piece of crap Suzuki sidekicks, ones that tumble very easy.
Yeah.
And she got a little too wasted when she was driving, and she basically turned the corner too tight and went over the edge and tumbled. Oh. Well, when I heard about this, I heard that my son died instantly. His neck snapped.
Yeah.
She died about 2 weeks later without knowing what happened to her son.
Mm. All right. Well, so you have something to be depressed about.
Yeah, that's definitely awful.
Yeah, it's awful.
And this happened how long ago?
It happened about almost a year ago, so something like that.
Are you doing drugs yourself?
Well... I used to be pretty much almost an addict. Of marijuana, heroin.
Are you doing drugs now?
Okay, there's no such thing as almost a heroin addict, mm-hmm. okay?
Yeah. So,
Probably a joint every once in a while. I mean, that's like once a month. Or
all right.
Something like
well,
that.
Listen. Are you doing drugs now?
No.
No.
I'm working right now.
All right. Well, you can work and do drugs, you know.
Yeah, untreated mm-hmm. drug addicts sometimes get profoundly depressed by itself.
All right, so what should he do?
There's multiple solutions here that he could pursue. One is he could talk to the people that are prescribing his seizure medications, make sure he gets appropriate medication management and supervision for this incredible mourning and depression he's having, which is understandable. But I think perhaps even a more effective and certainly a less costly thing and perhaps something that he would find less resistance to pursuing would be getting in the fellowship, getting mm-hmm. the program. I mean, there would be people there he could sit and talk with and share.
12-step meetings.
And there would be a tremendous...
And then they would have things in common.
Oh, yeah.
Similar stories.
And yeah, but because there are tons and tons of consequences.
What do you have to live for?
Well, that's a good question. Jay, what do you have to live for?
I've been asking myself that question for past couple of years, but lately I've been asking them a lot more.
Yeah.
Well, what's the answer? What do you have family? Do you have
friends? Yeah, I have family. I have two brothers, a sister, both of my parents. I just got some news about a couple hours ago that I just have a brand new newborn baby nephew.
Okay. Well, there you go.
But
listen, Jay, let me say something. I often thought about my own life, and I really should have killed myself at least 100 times before the age of 30. Sometimes stuff doesn't come. Sometimes life takes a little while to get going. And when I was 22, I should have killed myself too. And Tom, you probably had
definitely. I tried
multi opportunities to kill yourself, and no one would have blamed.
And should have. Yeah, I
yeah. People are smart guys. Best yeah. movie made.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I thought he was an a-hole until this.
Exactly.
But Jay. I'd kill myself if I thought about killing myself now. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, you will get into a place one day, and I'm not going to say it's going to be tomorrow, and it may not even be next year, but time passes quickly, and you'll look back, and you'll go, oh, thank God I didn't do it, because I'm in love with a woman, I have a son, I have a life. You really will.
You accomplish
it. You just got to trust me on this. It's not going to be easy, but it's a coward's way out to kill yourself, and you have to just keep moving.
And I'll tell you what, some connection with people who are unconditionally available to you would do you some tremendous amount of good.
You know, it was a good Charlie Rich song?
Hey.
Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying? Crying.
It was great because he'd start talking it in. And, hey. And I go, listen, I know I was singing before, but seriously, this bitch hurt me.
Seriously, man.
This is helping this guy?
No.
But you're right, though. I mean, you're right. You got to find stuff. You got to sit and every day at night and find stuff to go on.
Right.
You know, and it's tough. But then you got to remember, well, what are your parents going to feel like if you kill yourself? Who's going to take care of that? You just got to live. It sucks.
Lori,
that's true.
Lori, you're 22.
Hi. I have herpes, and I've had it for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been dating a new person now for about a month. And we haven't had sex or anything. And so I'm not really sure how to bring it up. And also, I wanted to know statistically what his chances of getting it would be.
49%. It's impossible to tell. If he is at risk, he might get it even if you use a condom. He would definitely get it if you were having an outbreak. But for the most part, it can be controlled, the risk being minimized by using a condom. But guys, do you think that would stop a guy?
Here's what you say to a guy.
No.
You say, you know what? I want to be honest with you. Because if you keep not having sex with him, he's going to think, what is the problem?
Yeah.
Because you guys are getting close. So, you know, so I've been honest with you. One time I wasn't careful and something happened. And then you tell him. And if he really cares about you, you know, he'll say, well, what do we do? And she'll say, well, be careful. You wear a condom. You really, you know. And then...
you take that medication, the one where the chick's kickboxing. And the
yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
I never have any outbreaks. That's like a problem.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're probably fine.
And listen, I agree with Tom, except for tell him you got it from a pommel horse in your junior high.
Okay, no question, though.
We can't do it. We're out of time. We're out.
Sorry, Laura.
The satellite's going to leave us.
Good luck with the happies. We'll be back.
Hello.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men, men 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
For 4 days, and 4 days only,
Man,
go to any of Walzer's 10 locations.
Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Chrysler, Nissan, Buick, Lincoln, Isuzu, Mazda, Mercury.
For a year-end clearance like never before, it's Walzer's Fire Sale. And it starts Thursday, the lowest prices ever on our best new and used vehicles. The 2001 models are blazing in, and that means all 10 locations need to drastically reduce inventory. With over 3,000 remaining 2000s and used vehicles to choose from with prices clearly marked.
Man.
If you've been waiting for year-end deals, you have one more chance, but you'd better hurry. Walzer's Fire Sale, open until 9 p.m. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and definitely over Monday at 9 p.m. And bring the kids, because local fire departments will bring fire trucks and share fire safety tips. Don't miss out. One price. Our lowest price this year. And only at one of your 10 Walzer dealerships. See this Friday's Star Tribune for details.
Women agree there is nothing sexier than running your hands through a man's thick head of hair. So if hair loss is a problem for you, let me tell you how to stop it in its tracks and help you get back all the hair you've lost guaranteed. Introducing Foligard, the simple, effective answer to embarrassing hair loss. Foligard uses a simple three-step system that will replace your hair loss in less than 3 minutes a day, guaranteed or your money back. When was the last time you invested 3 minutes of your day to make yourself feel better? If you've been experiencing hair loss for 1, 2, even 10 years or more, no problem. Foligard stops the problem where it starts, allowing your body to once again produce healthy hairs that, once replaced, will continue to grow for years. And with Foligard, there are no sexual side effects that some other hair replacement systems can cause. And I would assume that's pretty important, don't you think? Imagine looking in the mirror and once again seeing a full head of thick, sexy hair.
Call Foligard now at 1-800-686-0387. Get your hair and your confidence back, guaranteed. 1-800-686-0387. It's toll free. 1-800-686-0387.
They say 2 months' salary will buy your bride a diamond ring or one tank of gasoline. Since OPEC has put on the squeeze, I feel helpless like a moth that's stuck inside a mayonnaise jar. I cannot afford to buy more petrol for my biggest car. I should go to Jiffy Lube. It might change my crummy mood. They don't just do oils and lubes. Free gas where you pump a folks. If you come to Jiffy Lube and talk to Bill or Bob or Keith, you could win a lot of gas without hugging your grandma's teeth. Win free gas until your car no longer lives upon this earth. Drive to Lima 60 times, make sure you get your money's worth. Free gas makes me salivate. None to those who hesitate. Like an acid's double packs. Jiffy Lube helps gas attacks.
Come to Jiffy Lube for your chance to win free gas for the life of your car. Or win $10, $50, or $1,500 in free gas. At participating locations, no purchase necessary. Promotion ends 10/31. Must be 18 to winner. See JiffyLube.com for details. Void in New Jersey and where prohibited.
Zone 105 with 20 years of alternative classics. All on one station.
Did you boo juice?
Right about now.
Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mara Lucia.
Then join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home.
20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. All right. Well, another fabulous show in the can. I want to thank Tom Arnold for coming in here. And
being one of our best guests always.
Thank really you, is.
Yeah. It's fun. It goes by quick.
Yeah, don't be a stranger. It's been too long. So next time you got to plug something, come on by. Animal Factory is the name of the movie. Limited release coming out this Friday. All-star cast. Don't miss it. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
You want to do something special on your wedding night. Have you ever licked his butt?
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Love Line is Ann Wilkins Engel. Love Line is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.
The alternative radio revolution lives on.
KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie.
Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Your hair, do you think it's gonna make him change?
I'm just a boy with a new haircut,
and that's a pretty nice haircut. Starts to like a puzzle, hitting wearing buckles. Hesitate to dive, look around, around. A second drummer's round, the telephone is down.
Classic Zone 105 and music from Pavement. Hello there. What's going on? It's Ben. Back again for the overnight. I'm all set. I've got my cheap cup of gas station cappuccino. Man, the cheap things are great. Give me a call, 989-915. I'll get your request on the air. So far lined up, I've got Nana. Also, Radiohead right now. It's the Romantics on Alternative Classic Zone 105.
Come here.
your latitude with Alternative Classics, Zone 105. Zone 105 will be at the Champs Americana in Woodbury, St. Paul, Maplewood, and the Village Inn in White Bear Lake. There, you can register to win a trip for two to Mexico, courtesy of Bianchi Rossi Tours. Or listen to Zone 105 for full details on when to register and win. Go loco in Acapulco with Bianchi Rossi Tours for the ultimate spring break vacation at Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
You're just too much for me. I can't handle
it. On Alternative Classics, Zone 105.